Thoughts so far in camp?
It's getting better. Just trying every day to come out as a team and to get better and improve on the little things.
I noticed a lot of you guys have been doing a lot of work with screen passes. That kind of fits into your game a little more?
I think it just fits into the offense as well. I mean, we got to be able to do multiple things as an offense, and we got to be able to do them well. And in order to do them well, you got to practice it.
What makes a good screen pass? What makes that effective?
It makes it effective because it, you know, puts defenses on their heels, but also it just opens another chapter for our offense.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that play personally?
I enjoy any time the coaches can get the ball in my hands and anything I can do for the team.
Mm-hmm. Again, for you in this camp, what are you hoping to accomplish?
I'm hoping to get better. There's a lot of areas where I need to improve personally. There's a lot of areas that I would like to get better at, and that's what I'm trying to do this camp.
Any specific areas?
All of them. You know, I mean, I missed a lot of time last year, so I need to improve in a lot of areas.
Could you talk a little bit about your training feeling about it?
Right. I'm comfortable doing anything that they asked me to do. I did in college a little bit, did in high school as well. But, you know, this is a whole other level. So it's going to take, you know, more concentration. It's going to take more practice.
How does missing time last year affect your mentality this year?
It just in a way, it just makes me more hungry, more motivated to stay on the field, to learn how to take care of my body, and be able to, you know, stay on the field for the team.
Is it interesting, like, the level of competition, the dynamic of competition, especially you already feel like you have something to kind of prove as far as being hungry to yourself, but, you know, you're also fighting for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you wouldn't expect anything less in the NFL. It's high competition, the best of the best, and so each day you got to learn to improve.
Is it strange not having a real veteran back to lean on? It's a pretty young group you guys were.
Right. I think it was crucial last year to have Kev and Benny there with us. And this year we're kind of on our own with no real, real big vet. I mean, Woody's been in the league quite some time. But at the same time, we just got to learn and we got to become vets ourselves.
Talk about your mental game. A lot of people kind of forget because now you're training camp, it's a lot of physical stuff. But how do you prepare for that, or do you prepare for that?
Prepare mentally, staying in the playbook, you know, just doing the little things, not trying to get too far ahead, just take it day by day and take things as they come.
A lot of talk about the running back competition, if you will. What do you do to distinguish yourself, you know, individually? What are some of the things that you're trying to sort of put on display?
I think the easiest thing to do is just get better each day, do what the coaches are asking me to do, and be able to improve and show improvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Shane.